So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ochel dam shchita. If someone consumes blood that flows from a shchita, which is dam anefesh, the lifeblood. Bevehema, b'chayu, b'oif, bein tmeim, bein tahirim. Whether of a domesticated animal, wild animal, or a bird, whether of a kosher or non-kosher species, dam nechira, dam ikur, dam hakaza, shanashama yetzabai, or the blood from killing the animal by piercing or tearing out the simonim, or from bloodletting, which is also dam nefesh, chayav nalav, and all of the above, he's liable for kares for the prohibition against consuming blood. However, the Mishnah continues, dam atchel, dam alev, blood of the spleen or the heart, or dam beim, dam chagavim, the blood of eggs that were partially incubated, or blood of grasshoppers, dam atamtsis, the blood that drains from an animal after the dam nefesh, in chayav nalav, one is not liable kares for consuming such blood. Yehudim chayiv b'dam atamtsis, Yehudim however holds that one is liable for consuming dam atamtsis. The Gemara cites a braisa that derives the above halachas from the psukim of dam, which state b'chol dam lo sechelu, b'chol mash v'seichim lo eifel behema, kol nefesh asher teichel kol dam, v'nichas ha'nefesh ahu ma'amel. And we expound a klal prat the klal. The pasuk begins with a general term, then specifies blood of a behema or oif, and then repeats a general term, therefore klal prat the klal, yat don el kein prat. We include all items that are similar to behema v'oif. And the braisa explains, behema v'oif can have both the minor tumah of tumas eichlin, a kabeya of food transmits tumah by maga contact, and they also can have the severe tumah of tumas nevela when they die, which also transmits tumah by masa when carried. The yeshpen is v'hete, and they're forbidden before shechita and permitted afterwards. Behem min baser, and they're a type of meat. But we exclude things that are not similar to behema v'oif in all the above mentioned ways that one is not liable for karis if he eats their dam. We exclude blood from a human corpse which transmits a severe level of tumas mes but does not have tumas eichlim. We exclude the blood of shratzim which do not transmit severe tuma, they're not metame b'masa. We exclude the blood of eggs which are not a type of meat. And dam dagim v'dam chagavim shekuli hetu l'eif l'behema. We exclude the blood of fish and grasshoppers which are always permitted as they do not require shechita. The Gemara adds, Af kol lasuya damish al kai. The klal prat, the klal serves to include the blood of a kai, an animal that is not classified as either behema or chaya. And the Gemara elaborates, Iksav a kai svekahu itzakra lameser sveka. If a kai is considered questionable, either a behema or a chaya, but a chum or unsure of its status, then its blood is forbidden regardless, and so we would not require a special pasuk. Rather, kai beri b'fnei asamehu, a kai is classified as its own species, neither behema nor a chaya, and so we need to include it. The Gemara proceeds to challenge the Brice's assertion that human blood is not subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin from the following Mishnah. Hachaysech min ha'adam tzarech machshava hechsher. If one cuts flesh from a living person, he must have intention to eat it to deem it as a food, and must undergo hechsher, come in contact with a liquid as all food, in order to be metame Tumas Eichlin. And so we see that human flesh and blood does transmit tumakal. The Gemara answers, Hanamila mechayim, avla hachamisa tamehu tumacha mura. Flesh from a live person does not transmit tumas mes, and so he's susceptible to tumas eichlin. But flesh from a dead person has only tumas mes. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marab, dam shratzim leken la bikazayis. One receives malchus for consuming a kazayis of blood of shratzim. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa. Dam atchil, dam alev, dam akloyis, dam evarim, hari elu beloy sase. Dam halchi shtaim, dam shratzim b'rimasim, aster bein chayav nalav. Blood of the spleen, heart, kidneys, or other organs are included in the prohibition against consuming blood, and one is liable for malchus. However, blood of people or of insects is merely forbidden midrabbanan, but one is not liable malchus. The Gemara answers, "Hisur by mishum sheretz leika, mishum dam eina leika." If the witness is warned the person that is transgressing the prohibition against consuming shratzim, he's liable for malchus for this lav, even for the blood. But if they warn him about the prohibition of dam, he's not liable because dam shratzim is not included. Another ruling. Amar Rav, dam dogim shekinsu aser. Fish blood that is collected in a utensil is forbidden midrabban, as Rashi explains, because michlav b'dam behema. For royal imer mutal lechol dam. It can be mistaken for animal blood, and one might come to permit animal blood as well. The Gemara challenges this ruling by citing the seifa of the earlier braisa. Dam dogim nam chagav mutar. The blood of fish and grasshoppers is permitted. First, the Gemara answers, ahi b'shalei kinsu, ki kamarab b'shekinsu. The braisa only permits fish blood that was consumed directly from the fish, which will not be mistaken for animal blood. While Rav only prohibited fish blood that was collected in the utensil, which can be mistaken for animal blood. However, the Gemara asks that from the inference it would seem the kavasaga b'malchishtayim b'shlekin su'asa, that human blood is forbidden even if it's not collected in the utensil. And this is not so, as we see in the following braisa. Dam shagabi kikur garei va'eichle shal bein ha'shinayim maitzayu boile ve'enachayshish. If human blood is on a loaf of bread, it should be scraped off before eating the bread. But if blood is between one's teeth, he can simply swallow it, and there's no concern. The Vilna Gemara answers, Kitanya himasnita de isbe kashkashim, kikamaravasa de lesbe kashkashim. The Braisa only permits fish blood that contains scales, which will not be mistaken for animal blood. But Rav forbids flesh blood without scales because it can be mistaken for animal blood. A third ruling regarding blood. Amar Rav Sheshes, Dam Mahalchi Shtayim Afilim Mitzvahs Parish Emboi. There's no reason at all to abstain from consuming human blood. The Gemara challenges this ruling from the earlier Braisa. Dam Mahalchi Shtayim Dam Shratzim Beremasim Asr Vein Chayim in Lov. Blood of people or of insects is forbidden in the Rabbanim, but one is not liable Malkus. The Gemara answers, Kitanya Asr, the Pirish, Kikama Rav Sheshes, the Loi Pirish. The Braisa forbids blood that's separated from the person. Rav Sheshes permitted blood that did not separate from the person's body.